Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I know I don't know this.
Elton John? Going around,
but suddenly no idea what this is.
Princess.
You should have played that Disney princess song.
Which one? Elsa?
I don't know.
I
was about to say Little Mermaid, but then I realized that Mermaid's not a princess.
She was a princess.
She was?
Her dad was the king.
Oh, why didn't you play a Little Mermaid song? You know crowd loves
I didn't know
it.
She was a princess.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing. No.
Or you could have played like Spin Doctors, Two Princes.
I was thinking about Princess Bride. You remember that movie?
Yeah, Princess
Andre
Bride.
Andre the Giant. That was one of the best movies ever.
Title says princess. Why am I going to play a song that says prince?
Right, because princes, two princes, plural of prince, is very close to princess.
It's close, but it's not princess.
One
what
S
did you
away.
Just say?
One S away.
Don't confuse him.
You see my logic.
But you're going to tell him
so
that?
So where do I put the apostrophe?
Jesus Christ.
Time for your chance to win $1,000, 560 WQAM, $1,000 touchdown contest. It's a terrible song. Just because there's a song with the
Elton
word.
Elton John?
Yeah.
Terrible?
So you're saying Elton John could never make a terrible song?
Correct. He's Elton John.
So Robert De Niro could never make a terrible movie?
No, he's a movie actor.
Dan Marino could never have a bad game?
No, he's quarterback. I'm talking about singers. Bruno Mars can't make a bad song. Elton John can't make a bad song.
So you like this song a lot?
I love this song.
I would say every singer, rapper, any performer in the history of time, they have a song that they're embarrassed by.
And I'm not saying a song that you don't like. I'm saying a terrible song. Like, there are every great artist, like Picasso, I bet, painted some terrible paintings.
Oh, yeah.
I like them.
You like what?
The bad paintings.
You'd never seen them.
I got one in my house.
I'm going to hit you today.
I got a Picasso in my house.
You have a terrible Picasso in your house?
A Picasso.
I'm going to hit you.
Why?
Because you're running me hot.
We had a winner in this contest in the 3 o'clock hour yesterday. We got word of it today. People really win. Let's see the guy's name again. I got a...
Pat. Hialeah.
Patrick.
Peter Miramar.
Patrick Finellas of Miramar. He won in the 3 o'clock hour yesterday. So this hour's code word is princess. Text the word princess to 72881 and you're registered.
Great song.
Your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. I'm in repeats.
<You okay? laughs>
That's what happens when I go off script. I was like, I'm going to change this one up a little bit. And I'll...
Meghan Markle's pregnant.
Oh, princess.
Yeah.
Is she a princess?
Hell yeah, she's a princess.
She's married to the prince.
Is she a duchess?
Is that I don't know if that might be a good question out of the slow guy.
Is it a good question? Because who cares?
I wanted to get swept off my feet by a princess.
Mm.
It never happens the other way. Where is the male Meghan Markle?
I don't know. I think
she's a duchess of Sussex.
I think the
Why can't a princess find a man and sweep him off his feet?
Well, I think that's what happened with Queen Elizabeth.
She swept somebody off his feet?
Well, I think she, before she was queen, because she's queen, Philip is not the king. So it means it was her throne. So she must have swept Philip off his feet.
I like it.
What?
How do I know this?
I like it, though, man. I don't, you know, I got it both ways. It's an equal opportunity, man.
Anyway, text the word princess to 72881. Have I mentioned if you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5?
I think so.
560 WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get to know the all-new premium Mazda lineup at Gunther Mazda today. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. But people really win locally listening to this show. Someone did yesterday. Might as well be you today. So there's nothing on the Nikosi Perry Instagram or Twitter that's worth...
No, unless he deleted it. Okay. But everything seems kind of normal to me.
They were saying he's immature. Like, there's not one thing, but they were like, if you look at his social media, you can tell he's real immature. I don't... Okay. I try not to follow children, but...
All his Instagram pictures, are, like, his captions are, like, emojis. So.
But I imagine, I mean, any college student, like...
He's 19 years old.
And that's what people forget. He's a baby.
I mean, a kid.
19. He's a kid. He might not even be to make babies yet.
Thank God Twitter didn't exist when I was 19 years old.
I mean, you got locked up.
You speak in inappropriate ways. You're a kid. So, you know, if he looks immature, it's probably because he's immature.
Yeah, but I guarantee that Tua Tagovailoa has some silly stuff on his Instagram, but he can still play ball.
Tua Tagovailoa.
It's the only thing you get right, and you love to shove it in people's face.
To be quite honest, we don't know if he's getting it right.
I'm right.
Because we don't know how to pronounce it.
He's just consistent with the word.
Yes, he's consistent with it.
But you know what I'm saying? Can you look at anybody's social media and say, this guy can't be good at his sport, he's too childish? I think that's silly.
I think if you were looking at any position and saying there needs to be a modicum of maturity for a particular position, it would be quarterback.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, if he was, like... No one had a problem with his Instagram. I don't know if anybody has a problem with his Instagram or Twitter now. It was one texter. Yeah. But I guarantee you no one had a problem with it when he was racking up a couple of wins.
Yeah.
It's now that they look at it and go, whoa, this guy has no business being a starting quarterback.
Revisionist history.
It's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Heat, we started the show talking about the Heat because they had their season opener. They're going to make Josh Richardson a star if it's the last thing that they do, and it might be the last thing that they do.
Can you do that? Can you give a guy the ball enough where his numbers are just going to look all starish because he's scoring?
Well, if you're surrounded, I mean, you saw it all the time, right, with Chris Bosh when he was in Toronto, Michael Beasley, where was he? Michael Beasley when he was putting up ridiculous numbers?
He put up ridiculous numbers?
Yeah.
Beasley?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know what, Chris
Bosh? Like, put anybody on a very mediocre team. Who on the Heat should get more touches? Like you said, D'Al Waiters would have been the guy yesterday that's taking the final shot. I say you give it to D. Wade. I don't care. Do you have numbers on?
Oh, no. Yeah, I was going to say give it to Hassan. Crazy how that sounds, but he showed me something yesterday.
I don't actually disagree with that.
But you saw last night, they have a Hassan Whiteside offense, and then they have another offense where Hassan's not even in the damn game. When the game's on the line, Hassan's not even in the game.
But here's the only thing. Valero, if they had run a play, down one with 3 seconds to go, if they had run a play to get the ball into Hassan's hands, you don't think everyone, when he mishandled the pass and it went off his head and went into the third row. When that happened, you don't think everyone would have said, wait a second, guy's playing 7 minutes in the playoffs and you're going to run the play for him to win a game one of the next season? Like,
I don't know. He just showed me something different yesterday. He showed some passion. He was hustling every play.
He shows that every now and then. No. Like, you can't run a play for him the last shot yet.
So let's run it for Josh Richardson.
Hey, I have no belief in what they did last night. I'd have given Dwayne Wade the ball. And if Dwayne Wade, if anyone can draw a foul, if anyone can pump fake someone into jumping into them, I'd have given that ball to Dwayne Wade, knowing how bad a game he was having.
Michael Beasley for the Timberwolves averaged 19 points.
It was Minnesota,
and 5 rebounds.
Yeah.
But with Jay Rich, even the matchup was good. He was on the big ugly boy from Florida State, Isaac, the dude with the high top, where he's quicker than him. Isaac is a 4 or 5. It's a decent matchup, but it's Josh Richardson. Like, find a way. Spo, you're so smart. You can't find a way to get Dwayne Wade on Isaac? Because I believe, like you're saying, pump fake, get the guy, beat the big guy jumping, lean into him, get two free throws. He would never step out of bounds. That when you see what happened when you tried to make somebody the guy he's not, you kind of saw what happens. He does something you never think anybody would do is step out of bounds, at least get a shot off. Dwayne Wade would have got a shot towards the rim somewhere.
I also am a firm believer that Dwayne Wade has earned that shot last night. Like, I mean, the guy has earned that shot. I know they want to make Josh Richardson a viable star, and I hope he is. I hope he's an all-star. But I don't think you can just go, okay, he's our guy. Like, he wasn't even having that great a game, was he? I mean, if you want to talk about not giving D. Wade the ball because he wasn't having a great game, Josh Richardson wasn't having that great a game.
He was 2 of 10 from 3-point.
Like, 2 of 10 from 3-point land.
He did have 21 points,
He had 21 points, though.
On 21 shots.
On 21 shots.
Are you copying me?
Oh, are you saying that on the air? I thought it was in my headphones.
Oh. No, I was saying it on air.
I thought you were feeding me lines. My bad.
I thought, am I wrong or do we have to wait to see this? I thought Dwayne Wade was back for that situation.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
We talked about that all summer.
Like, that's why you want to keep his legs fresh for the fourth quarter. You want to be able to go to D. Wade. I'd much prefer D. Wade take that shot. You run a play for Dwayne Wade there at the end. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But it's Dwayne Wade. You give it to him.
And then he's over there after the play telling Josh, don't worry about it. You're okay. You'll get it next time, big man. Give him the ball. Don't let him give the guy advice that had the ball.
Let Udonis be the guy that says, you'll get him next time, big man.
Yes. To Wade if he misses.
Hey, right. To Wade. Let him have someone ready to tell D. Wade, you'll get him next time, big man.
I actually, honestly, thought, yes, we're going to have a team. We're going to get them together. We're going to figure out a rotation. But whenever the game's on the line, Dwayne Wade is going to have the ball. His exit tour, whatever the hell they called it, the last dance. He had it on his shoe last night. Those Li Nings are ugly. He had them on them last night. I thought that's why we have him here was to do that. But he's there to pat Josh Richardson on his shoulder.
How great a start to the season would it have been if Dwayne Wade gets the ball at the end? Like, you want to generate some fan excitement about this team? Dwayne Wade gets the ball at the end and he wins the game? Oh. Like, I mean, you know, again, I don't know what would have happened, but man, that would have been a great finish.
They messed it up.
LeBron starts tonight. LeBron and the Lakers.
You think this team's going to be good, man?
No, I don't. I do think they're going to be fun to watch.
They'll be fun to watch, but they're not going to be good.
Like, you'll be watching that tonight, right?
Yes.
You'll be watching that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
10:30 at Portland.
I'm more excited to watch the Lakers than any team in the NBA.
The Heat play tonight.
Eight o'clock.
I'm my anniversary dinner tonight. I'm not going to be seeing most of the Heat game, but I'm looking forward to getting home. My anniversary night.
Oh, hell no, you ain't watching no basketball.
And watching that Lakers-Trailblazers game.
We're going to lose friendship if you start tweeting about a Trailblazers damn game.
That's what you're going to see on my social
man,
media.
Man, you're going, where you going to Roots, Chris?
Yep.
Get you a bottle of wine? You get you a steak? You get you some asparagus spears? And you're going to feel good.
Petite filet is what I'm planning.
And then you're going to go grab some petite filet.
And that's going to fill me up. And so we got that part
of the... you
got
to have dessert.
We got that part of the equation out of the way yesterday because I knew I'd be stuffed and I want to watch some basketball tonight. So that's all.
Equation.
That's all been handled.
We talking about lovemaking, right?
Yeah.
You call it part of the equation?
Yeah, 21 years, part of the equation.
No, man.
21.
Get you some candles.
21.
Some smell.
We're going to give
scented
away
candles.
Dolphins.
Scented?
I'm good.
Scented candles.
Scented candles. No, scented.
We're going to give
scented.
Away Dolphins Lions tickets in the next segment. It's a wacky radio game show.
Put some plastic over the bed. Because all that wild stuff, the cherry sauce.
I'm going to have the meat sweats from Moose Chris. That's why I need the plastic.
Put some grenadine on her. Make a Shirley Temple.
I do like grenadine.
I like it.
I like grenadine. I'm not going to lie.
Never heard of it.
You never had grenadine?
No, it's
yes,
that?
You have.
Cherry sauce.
You ever had a cherry Coke?
Yeah.
Like a cherry Coke that they make for you at a bar, though. It's
oh,
not the...
No.
You've never had a cherry Coke?
Nah, I'm not a big fan of cherry.
You don't know what grenadine is?
No.
The Shirley Temple stuff.
I've had a Shirley Temple before.
Yeah, the pink stuff in the bottom of the pink Sprite. That's cherry. It's grenadine. Cherry juice.
Mm, okay. So it's not a drink by itself.
Hey, man, get you some grenadine. Put you some plastic on the mattress.
Scented.
Scented candles?
Scented.
Open a window, too. Don't leave the room all tight.
There's a lot of frogs outside. They're noisy.
You can stroke to the gurgle.
I'm sorry, what?
To the gurgle.
Not stroking to the gurgle. I'm not. Not doing that. So if you want to win Dolphins Lions tickets for Sunday. Lower level. These are good tickets. You have to line it up right now for a wacky radio game show. Are you prepared, Falero, to do a wacky radio game show?
What do I need to do?
305-567-0560.
I'll call right now.
954-567-0560. Line it up. Someone is going to win Dolphins tickets in the next segment.
Radio.com.
Brule Boulevard off to the shoulder now. Still some leftover delays on the approach, but things are picking up through their disabled vehicle. 595 eastbound at Davie Road. That's partially blocking the left lane and shoulder. Also look for some debris scattered across the left lane on the turnpike southbound at Atlantic Boulevard. Miami-Dade, you're still accident-free. I'm Brian. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Join Joe Rose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
Phil Collins, Two Hearts.
Only song I know is doo 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 doo.
You know the Tarzan song.
Nah. You will be in my heart. You're gonna sing another song as he's singing this song. You will be
in my heart. He's not the brightest kid in the world.
I just Instagrammed out some video of Crowder during the commercial break. He looks like Coolio.
Man, I'm doing my hair for my event tonight. Got to retwist it. The lady,
I think it looks good, man.
Yeah, man. I started to figure out, man, I can get charged for doing my hair. I could do it by myself throughout the day. So save me $100.
I wrote, look at what I wrote on Instagram.
Coolio.
I wrote Coolio looking MF.
You seen Coolio lately?
We saw him on that, it was a New Year's special in Miami.
Bald head with just three dreads poking out the top. This man is embarrassing
himself. That's
his
thing. Like, he can't...
You got to let that go.
But that's kind of like, he had a couple good songs, Fantastic Voyage and Gangster's Paradise. Do you have another one after that?
No.
Coolio.
No.
I think he had three songs.
Only time he was famous was when he did the song for the white teacher that went to the hood.
That was Gangster's
Pfeiffer.
Paradise.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. That was his
I think
prime.
He had one other song that
he
was.
He said Fantastic Voyage, right?
Yeah.
Hit 'em High from Space Jam?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7.
If you
want
to get up to get down.
Yeah.
If you want to get. That was Coolio?
That was Coolio.
That was a decent song.
Something New.
I don't.
S-U-M-P-I-N apostrophe. Something New.
Maybe I think play about that though. Falero. When he has his hair, and that's like, I'm assuming he's keeping it because it's his calling card.
David Lee Roth from Van Halen, he had this long blonde flowing hair, and he wore the latex pants, and he was a rock star. And he's bald like me, and he has lost all his mojo. He's like
really?
A laughing stock. He's like a laughing stock. He's trying to keep it. You can see there's just patches missing. Yeah.
Well, my dreads fall out. Maybe I can hide a little better.
What about Kid and Play? Didn't Kid end up, he was the one with the high top?
Yeah. Ended up twisting it
up.
Yeah,
a little twist, though.
Yeah, and then he just got rid of it. Then the high top came back around. I had a high top because of Kid and Play, to be honest.
You did?
Man, I had a fire-ass high top when I was in middle school. I used to get the little cuts in the side, everything, man.
All right, should we give away these Dolphins tickets?
Yeah.
Thank you. We're giving away, it's a pair of lower-level tickets, Dolphins and Lions, this Sunday. It's courtesy of our good friends at Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins, serving Miami-Dade County since 1939. For more information, visit them at thefinscu.com, thefinscreditunion.com. Little game I like to play here. Who's the most famous football player to have played for both the Miami Dolphins and the Detroit Lions?
Sammy Morse.
Eric?
Benny Blades.
Dan Campbell.
Ndamukong Suh, you jackasses!
Oh, okay, yeah. Ndamukong
Suh. I thought we were doing the other one.
I really didn't remember Sue. I'm not going to lie.
I forgot him, too.
Sammy Morris, Benny Blades didn't play for the Dolphins.
I played for the Canes.
Yeah, he did. And Ndamukong Suh.
You're right. You're right. I'm wrong. I'm not surprised. He didn't know. I'm mad at myself.
You should be mad at yourself.
Well, I've crafted a wacky radio game show based on the fact that Ndamukong Suh played for both the Dolphins and the Lions.
Yep.
The game is called Sue or False.
That's clever.
I will give you a fact. You tell me if it's Sue or False. You get it?
I think I'll be good at this game.
Okay, all right.
You suck at these games.
He's pretty good at thinking them out. And
he was terrible.
I'm a deep
game.
Thinker. No.
Was
I'm
he
a deep
terrible?
Thinker.
Yes, with Dicka and Shula's. Yeah.
Hit him on the head.
No, I think he was all right with that.
Because I ate the paddle steak.
No, we played a game since then. It was, did Bam Adebayo tweet this or not?
And I think he was brutal.
He was? I thought he was like on point.
Man, this raggedy boy over here is just a hater. He doesn't remember anything. Can't remember what he ate for breakfast.
All right, let's go to Donald here first on line one.
I called him Dog.
What do you mean?
I go, QAM, what's your name? He goes, Donald. I go, Dog?
Use your context clues.
Was
it the guy that said
Keith? Cheese.
Cheese.
I was back there during a commercial break once. He's screening calls. I hear him go, yeah, QAM, what's your name? Cheese. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Keith, hold on. Dog. All right, line one here is Donald. Hello, Donald.
Hello.
Are you a Dolphins fan?
I am.
All right, you want to go to the game Sunday?
I would love to.
All right, so these are lower-level tickets, courtesy of our friends at Dade County Federal Credit Union. You remember that Ndamukong Suh played for the Dolphins?
I did.
And you remember that he played for the Lions?
I did.
Okay, that brings us to this wacky radio game show called Sue or False. I'm going to give you a factoid. You tell me whether it's Sue or False.
Let's do it.
Okay, you got to get 3 out of 5 right. 3 out of 5?
2 out of 3.
3 out of 5?
No, 2 out of 3.
Okay, it'll be 3 out of 5. You got to get 3 out of 5 right. If you do, you win the tickets. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ndamukong Suh has been fined more than $1 million in his NFL career. Is that Sue or False?
Sue.
Sorry, that's false. Yeah, that's a lot of money. You've been fined before, and it's not.
I was sneaking up on 6 figures, but I would say Sue's at about $250,000.
He's sneaking up on $500,000.
Oh, he is.
He's over $400,000 in fines, and that includes missing salary from suspensions. So it's not technically a fine, but regardless, it's under $1 million. That means you got one wrong, Donald. So now you got to get 3.
That sucks. Go ahead.
But you could get one more wrong, though, just working out the math in my head. But once you get one more wrong, then you'd have to get
just
3.
Just ask him the question.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Go.
Ndamukong Suh was born right here in Weston.
That's false.
You're saying that's false?
Yes.
What are you saying, Crowder?
False.
That is false. Correct.
Good job.
Oh, yeah, that's the right. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
oh,
boy.
Yeah, he was born in Portland.
It looks Portish.
Portland, Maine?
You've got one right and one wrong. We're playing Sue or False for Dolphins Lions tickets. Sue or False, Donald? Why am I so angry? Sue or False? Sam Bradford was the only player drafted ahead of Ndamukong Suh in the 2010 draft. Sue or False?
He's looking it up.
Don't look it up.
True.
I'm sorry, what?
Sue. Sue, whatever it is. Sue,
you got to answer in the form of a question. This is like Jeopardy.
Sue.
It is Sue.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford was the only player drafted ahead of Ndamukong Suh. Now you've got 2 right, 1 wrong. If you get the next one right, you're a winner.
Let's do it.
If you get it wrong, we go to the speed round.
I don't want to hear that. Let's go.
Ndamukong Suh, Sue or False? Ndamukong Suh's only career interception was against Sam Bradford.
False.
That's Sue.
Really?
That is Sue. Isn't that cool? Sam Bradford was the only person drafted ahead of him. He has one career interception. It's against Sam Bradford.
That boy's free.
You Donald. Have one career interception, Crowder. It's getting Brady.
Hey,
way
hey,
better.
hey. Take it easy.
I'm giving you a compliment.
No compliment. Nothing you do is a compliment.
All right, you've got two right and two wrong. You know what that means, Donald?
Yeah, I do.
That means you got to get this one right on Sue or False, or else you're a loser. You're either a winner or a loser right here in the speed round.
Sudden death, baby.
Are you ready?
Bring it on.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, you got deep voice.
Ndamukong Suh took an official visit to the University of Miami before deciding on Nebraska for college. Suh or false?
I'm going to say Suh.
He's going to say Suh.
I say false.
I say false.
He's right. It's Suh. He did take an official visit to the University of Miami. Donald, you're a big winner. Woohoo! What's your favorite thing? Sports radio. Yeah.
Hey, man, you got to lock in that last little statement. What's your favorite thing?
What's your favorite thing? Sports radio. And they know what I'm talking about.
That's not a sentence.
I'll give you a couple of these. You're good at these. Ndamukong Suh once attempted to kick an extra point for the Lions in a regular season game when their kicker got hurt.
Suh.
Is that Suh or false?
Suh.
Suh.
That is Suh.
I remember that.
He hit the upright.
Yep.
Ndamukong Suh holds the Detroit area record for eating hot dogs. He ate 137 hot dogs in 1 hour.
False. He's not that fun.
Suh.
That is false.
He have to be fun to have a hot dog eating contest.
I have to tell you, that was perfect thought process on that. That's why they talk it out in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Because they talk, like, you're right, he's not fun. He would never participate in that.
No.
He does the business seminars and whatever. He's not doing a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah. You're not hanging out with Warren Buffett on Monday and doing hot dog eating contest Tuesday.
Ndamukong Suh has an acting credit in the Kevin Hart movie Think Like a Man 2. Suh or false?
I didn't see the two, but I would say Suh. Maybe they drug him in there.
I say false.
It is Suh.
Yeah.
He played a character called Guy Number One.
No, they always, especially on those the black movies, they'll bring in athletes and try to watch out for their buddies, their business partners. So, yeah, I could say Suh.
Never seen one. Ndamukong Suh or false?
You don't like Boo? Halloween.
Ndamukong Suh once listed Channing Crowder as one of the Miami Dolphins defenders he most respected. Suh or false?
We all know that's false.
That's false, man. Sorry, no offense.
That did elicit the laughter it, don't I was you? Expecting. That is
funny,
false.
Man.
Yeah, that is.
You?
I'm gonna touch you today.
False. Okay. That is false.
Let me get those hands.
What?
Suh or false?
Let me get those hands. Hey, man, I know we be with the jokes all the time. Don't say that to me no more. Let me get those hands.
You want these hands?
Hey, bro, you're on timeout.
I'll give you these hands.
I'll tell you what, though. That would get you out of a fight, though, if somebody's like, you want to go. Yeah, let me get those hands. I'll be out of here.
You made me feel funny.
Suh or false, Ndamukong Suh graduated Nebraska from the School of Engineering with a degree in construction management.
Suh.
False, because you looked up off the screen.
It is Suh.
Yeah, I know he had an engineering degree. He's smart as hell. Just not personable.
Suh or false? Ndamukong Suh is Jewish, and the congregants of his temple call him Ndamukong Jew.
I don't even. Nope.
Game's over now.
What we got now? Radio.com. Radio.
Radio.com.
Trying to think of who this is, because this is a remake.
It's a mashup.
From the 70s, right.
Yeah.
It's a mashup with, I think, the Lynyrd Skynyrd song, isn't
it? Freebird,
yeah,
Freebird,
Baby,
Bird,
I Baby, I Love Your Way. Man, I cannot remember who this is.
Come on.
I think it's Mahalia Jackson.
Mahalia it is. Who is this?
Will to Power.
Will to Power.
right there.
Will to Power.
No, they did a album with Mahalia.
Who?
Mahalia Jackson.
Ooh, baby, I love your way.
What was that?
Because I have like a raspiness, you know. I want to tell you I love your way.
Man, your voice is nasty.
I'm in you night and day.
Mm-mm.
I think that sounds good.
It's terrible.
Maybe because it's on AM.
Nope. That's not it.
Here's tomorrow.
Because it's coming out of you.
I know that song, Freebird, from Guitar Hero.
Is that so?
One of the longest songs you've ever played.
That is correct.
9 minutes.
Oh, wow. 9 minutes.
My thumb started cramping
up. Oh, wow. Thumb cramps.
His thumb started cramping
up. Have you ever played Guitar Hero?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. We have lives. We do.
So you stop at a gas station every day to get candy.
That's life.
You're 34 years old.
Welcome
That's
to life,
baby.
You're 34.
That's life.
Somebody says you guys are off the air, and I'm not certain if it means the transmitter's down or they just pulled the show because it's so bad. I'm so
can't
confused.
Do that.
We're on air.
Crank it up, Valero. This will be our new hype song for Canes and Dolphins.
World will never change. Shadows on the thing and all the eyes.
It's a hype song?
Our new hype song.
Get your pump.
For what? To do what?
Anything.
To get these hands?
Sex.
Come on, man.
Sex and football.
You make Whoopi to this? This your sex song?
Yeah.
That's nice and slow, man. Come on.
This is your sex song?
Man, you got a stroke.
Larry, you're not allowed to play music.
I don't like music.
I know you wake your parents up.
I was just going to say, he doesn't want to tip his parents off.
Bingo.
I want to tell you I love your way.
I'll tell you this. Don't sing to your wife tonight. 21-year anniversary. Just 20. Don't sing to her.
21. Crowder hates this. Somebody texts in, Crowder, you're only 34. You're a millennial.
Yes, he is.
No. Millennials are mind frame. I'm not letting y'all pull me in y'all's dungeon of mediocrity and nothingness.
I don't think you like the Gen Z kids.
No, I don't like you. What are you?
I'm a millennial.
I do not like y'all.
I'm 8 years younger than you.
Y'all are lazy.
I think technically you're a millennial.
I'm not going to let nobody put a date on what I am, millennialism or whatever they call it. I am not. I don't think like them. I don't spend all my time on the internet thinking I can make money
That's
off
fine.
A social media
you
site.
Can,
I like hard work. I'm old school, baby. I'm a steel mill worker.
You can live
I'm a
life
baby boomer.
Different than most millennials, but it doesn't change the fact that you are a millennial.
Nope. Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
So is Devontae Parker a football player? Because you guys aren't the same.
Yeah, Devontae Parker. Yeah, he's a football player.
All right, same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Oh, you think you tough.
You see him over there?
You think you tough.
You think you tough.
I'm going to touch you.
You think Officer Coffee was a millennial?
Is he?
Scared now. I like that.
It's Crowder's Officer Coffee.
You think you tough.
You think you tough.
Ultimate Frisbee playing ass.
Oh, I'll whoop you in Ultimate Frisbee.
No, you wouldn't.
Don't talk
no,
bad about
wouldn't.
Ultimate.
No, you wouldn't. It's an athletic game.
There's not an athletic game that you would beat Crowder in.
I beat him in basketball.
Nothing.
We've done this.
Actually,
at your house.
I saw it.
To two?
I saw it. Well, it
to
was.
Two.
But it was predetermined that the game ends at two.
Did you score 2 points?
To two.
Did you score 2 points?
To two.
And I did beat you at Papa
this?
Shot. I beat
no,
you at
you
Papa
didn't.
Shot. Yes, I did.
You didn't. My
yes,
wife beat you at Papa Shot.
No, we're going to have to agree
my
to disagree.
We're not. I saw it. Everybody saw my wife beat you at Papa Shot. How the hell did you beat me?
I don't know. I beat everyone. I always beat everyone
no, you're
at Papa
not.
Shot. All right. Well, we're going to agree to disagree.
You're like the little bad son that the mom says, hey, let him win. Let
Omar
him win.
Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. We're going to talk about Brock Osweiler, your starter for the Miami Dolphins. Omar Kelly is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.